Everyone's cars were in the driveway or in front of the house. Stephen looked at the orange-streaked sky and the growing shadows, a tight knot in his stomach. The four men were in the living room. No girls this time. Numerous crushed empties scattered around the floor, and the stink of stale sweat and beer permeating the house. Dix was sitting sideways across a chair, legs draped over the arm, his gaze wandering away from the TV. He was the first to see Stephen peeking around the doorway. He gave Stephen an amused half-smile. Dix had short, spiky dark hair, just a hint of 5 o'clock shadow, and sky-blue eyes. Stephen often wondered what he was thinking. Dix was the youngest, closer to Stephen in age than to the others. But Stephen never could tell when he was going to be decent to him, or join right in on the abuse with the others. Sometimes Dix's eyes were distant, far away, like he was dreaming something that no one else could see. Next to Dix was Jack. Just looking at him, Stephen had to swallow his fear, a great lump burning in his throat. Jack was just about as bad as Russ. He was always in good humor, laughing at everything. That mocking, cruel laugh. Like the funniest thing in the world was someone getting hurt. His eyes were dark and fierce, cruel eyes crinkled up at the corners with laugh lines, a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, his handsome, wavy hair swept to the side, like some heartthrob on the front of a chick flick romance. But nobody ever mistook his cheerful demeanor for a good nature. It was like looking at a laughing devil. His beard was heavier than Dix's, running along his jawline, with his cheeks clean-shaven. Stephen could just barely see Mitch. Mitch was a bit different from the others, more laid back, not quite so intense. He was both watchful and reckless, a weird combination of taking in everything around him and a devil-may-care daring. It didn't look like he had shaved in several days. His hair was artfully messy. He'd probably spent an hour trying to make it look like he didn't care what it looked like. When Mitch smiled invitingly or winked his dark eyes slyly, every girl in the room swooned. Mitch noticed Stephen, too, but he didn't smile like Dix. He just raised his beer can and took a drink, watching Stephen thoughtfully. Stephen couldn't see Russ from where he stood. He was just around the corner, out of sight. But Stephen could feel his presence, and could hear him when he threw a comment at the TV or one of the other boys. Stephen could see Russ's face in his mind. Long and lean, unsmiling, a pointed chin, and shadows under his eyes like he wasn't sleeping or eating. Wasted looking. Though his frame was slight, he was wiry and immensely strong. Stephen knew he was the strongest and the nastiest of all of them. His eyes were green, but he wasn't handsome. You knew the instant you saw him that he was pure evil. Pure, unadulterated malice and depravity. Stephen took a deep breath, swallowed, and tried to make himself invisible as he slouched across the room towards the back of the house. Mitch threw his half-full can of beer in Stephen's direction, hitting him on the back of the shoulder and spraying beer in his face. "Where do you think you're going in such a hurry?" he demanded. "Just to my room," Stephen said, trying to continue on. "No, I don't think so. You spend a bit too much time all alone in that room of yours." "I got homework," Stephen protested, showing off his books. "Who do you think you're fooling? Who here thinks little Stevie actually does his homework when he gets home?" There were derisive comments all around. "Come pleasure us with your company," Dix urged. "Come on, we never see you anymore, kid. We got us some videos tonight." Stephen tried to swallow the lump in his throat. He studied their faces desperately for tiny indicators of what temper they were in. He knew he'd be tempting fate to refuse, but probably by the end of the flick, they'd be so drunk, they'd beat him up even though he'd done what they asked.
"If you don't get over here and enjoy this movie with us..."
Russ started in a low, threatening voice. Russ scared Stephen more than the others put together. His voice sent an electrical charge through Stephen, spurring him to action.